I'm Maggie. I'm sure most of you know that, but I am a junior at South Neck High School, and I'm going to talk a little bit about like college and the future because that's probably most relevant to my age right now, because it's all that anybody asks me about is where are you going? What are you doing with your life? And people have been asking me that since eighth grade, which is scary because I look at my little brother who's not here today, but he's 14 and he's in eighth grade. And I can't imagine looking at him and saying, what are you going to do with your life? Because I know he has absolutely no idea. So when people ask me that and I didn't know, and people have kept asking me that. And now that I'm a junior, it's like people keep asking me. And the reason it's so scary for me is because there's a lot of things I really like, but I don't know what I'm going to feel fulfilled doing. For instance, math and science, I'm really good at math and science. But medicine, I think it's awesome. However, I don't know if I want to spend 20 years preparing for a career in medicine and then get there and realize I don't like this and then have to start completely over. That's one thing. People have always said you should do math, you should do science, you're really good at it, which has been, yeah, that's something I could do, but I don't think I would enjoy doing that. And so, especially lately, it's been the center of my world, and my mom can attest to the fact that even when I get college letters, colleges send me stuff and register for the SAT, and I was like, Mom, I'm not registering for the SAT, I'm just not going to do it. I was like, I'm just not going to go to college. And I kept getting letters. My parents would give them to me and say, oh, UNCG sent you a letter, and I'd just walk to the trash can and throw it away, and then I'd go to my room and not think about it. So I prayed a lot about peace of mind, about what am I going to do with my life that I feel like I could do, but would also carry into what I think the gifts God has given me. I think one day, the thing that happened that kind of changed this was a few months ago, I was in my AP Music Theory class, and my choir teacher who teaches that class said, Maggie, can you come outside and talk to me for a second? And I was like, well, what does that mean? Because I'm a good student, but I talk a lot. So I thought that I was in trouble. People, it's a typical like, ooh, Maggie, you got to go outside and talk to the teacher. I was like, not again. And so I went outside and talked to him, and he said, completely out of nowhere, he said, what do you think about majoring in music education? And I was like, huh. Because I always have thought, whatever I do, I'm going to minor in music, probably. I just love music. I played piano for almost 12 years. I love to sing. I love to play the ukulele. I sing with Elizabeth all the time, and Cameron, I force Cameron to sing with me against his will. I love it a lot, so I've always known it's something that I want to do. And I've also had an interest in working with people, which is kind of how the medicine thing also came about, because I'm good with science, but I also like working with people. People have told me you should be a teacher, you should be a doctor. But if I could incorporate music and teaching, working with people and kids, I think high schoolers are fun, so I would love to work with high schoolers and be a teacher, but I also think music is great, and I think that I pondered it for a few days. I came home, and I said, Mom, guess what Mr. Weinkoop told me today? He said that he thought that I would be good at majoring in music education and being a choir teacher, and that it's something that he wouldn't tell all of his students, but he thought I would be good at, and I thought about it for a few days, and I started feeling this sense of relief of this is something that I could do, that I would like to do, and not this is something that I would do, that I would go to work and then come home and not like my life. And I kept feeling just like a weight had been lifted off my shoulders every time I thought about the future, and I started actually looking at the letters that colleges were sending me. And I threw them away once I realized I didn't want to go there, but after I looked at them, not just not looking at them. And I think that I want to do something that I think I'd be good at, but that I feel like these are gifts that God gave me, especially because music is the way that I connect to God the best. It's really hard for me to sit through like hours and hours of prayer, or sometimes even the sermon, I get a little distracted. But music, when I sing or when I play piano, or when I'm just singing along, even if I'm not on worship team one Sunday and I'm singing along or singing with the choir, I feel the most connected to God. And I feel like if I could share that with people or teach that to other people, like how my choir teacher has taught it to me or how Eric has taught that to me, that'd be really, really cool. I'm not entirely sure what's going to happen, where I'm going to go or any of that, but I think that God's been working through me to teach me that it's okay to not be sure. But I'm going to quote Pastor Robert, because he sent me an email, and I thought this was really cool. He said, "Sometimes following God is just taking the next faithful step because that's all we can see at the moment." And I think that's very true, because I can't see right now where am I going to be in 2 years, what college am I going to be at, but I think that deciding that this is a thing that I could do with the gifts that God has given me is really, like, gratifying to know that I can do something and be happy. And I don't have to be sure, but now I know how to talk to God and how to take that next faithful step through God instead of just sitting in the dark and saying, I'm just going to go to medical school, I guess, and then not like it. So I think that God has been working in my life to answer my questions and help me decide my future. I hope that everybody else will take that to heart, that just following God is taking the next faithful step and not entirely knowing. And that's kind of how I've heard God speak to me lately in my life.